Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I give God the glory, all the honor and all the praise for what he's doing and what he's about to do. I'm excited about my Jesus. I thank him for dying for me and setting me free and giving me an opportunity to serve him to the best of my ability. I ask God to continue to move by his Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit that touches and changes lives through the Word. Been on this journey a long time, and I'm not tired of God, but I'm sick of the devil. And every chance I get, I want to destroy him. And so we are in the book of Judges, and, you know, I told you about Deborah and her works, and praise God, Gideon, and all of the judges that were sent forth. Amen. God would send forth the prophets and the pastors, the evangelists, I would call them, because a lot of them did evangelistic work, but at the same time, the priests and everybody had a assignment to do for the Lord, but all of it was in due order. Amen. You can't go beyond the will of God, and some of us have gone beyond, and now we got to play catch up because we've left him behind, and then we got to get caught up with him because he goes on in another direction. Because you won't obey, you want it here, you won't make yourself subject to him and his will. And you end up shipwrecked and you end up falling. Well, I want to talk to you. I had started off about Samson, amen, and the Danite tribe, amen, praise God. And, you know, Jacob, amen, had 12 sons. And all of them had assignments to do for the Lord. And most of all, it's going to be completed, even as far as now. So God called forth the judges, and the judges was sent forth because, amen, there wasn't no kings back in those days, and God wanted to help his people through leadership. We always have to have someone to work with us through leadership that is given and assigned by God. And so as we go on, we understand that it's somebody that God has appointed to be a prophet, a leader, or somebody that's going to be a teacher, an evangelist, or whatever, to show us what the Spirit of the living God is saying. So as I yield myself today to the Spirit of the living God, I ask him to take control and be that instrument of righteousness that the nation will know that you are truly a God and what going on concerning the end time. I'm an end time prophetess. And God has literally started off with Abraham and then Isaac and then Jacob. And Jacob bring in the seeds of Abraham, those descendants that are, you can't even number, amen, praise God. Account with the stars of the sand. Amen. Praise God. They are in multiplicity and they are a nation of people that was divided into nations by recognition of the 12 tribes. Now, there were other nations that served idols, that served Satan, serve the God of this world, but they wasn't accounted for. God didn't, you know, he didn't recognize them as far as him being God over them, but he did speak about them in that evil toward the Hebrews or the Israelites in order to show that we do have an enemy and that it was an enemy fighting against his chosen people, the Hebrews or the Israelites. Amen. And now we boil down to the recognition of the Jews and out of Israel and the state they would and the role that they would play in the end time. It's so many facets, so many things that happen throughout the Bible, and God literally tells you a story from Abraham all the way through the book of Revelation, all the way through the coming of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. They were, amen, praise God, a nation that was rejected by their kinfolks, amen, yeah. Those idol worshipers, those people were related to them. And you can read that in the book of Ezekiel. I think it's chapter 17. Not about the dry bones, but it's chapter 17. Amen. You can find out a lot of information. He had to stop the annihilation of the Danite tribe. And so he goes in and he called forth Samson out of the book of Judges. Amen. They had been persecuted. They had suffered many things by the Philistines. And so God called forth, amen, praise God, Samson in order to stop the annihilation of a lot of the Israelites, especially the Danite tribe. Since we are talking about Samson, we need to know a little about the genealogy and his people and where they come from. God kept his word to Abraham through Isaac's son Jacob, who God named Israel. After being in bondage for 425 years, God set Moses in action to go in and deliver Jacob's seeds out of bondage. When they made it to the promised land, God had already given them instructions concerning their enemies. You don't keep your enemy around, they will kill you. Moses brought in the people as far as God would allow him, amen, and then he had to give up his life, amen, because he had rebelled against God, amen. And so he died, amen, according to the word, amen, in Moab, amen, Deuteronomy 34:5. He also instructed them to utterly destroy their enemies, Exodus 34 and Deuteronomy 20. When they got to the promised land, you weren't supposed to allow your enemies to take over you. And your enemy, amen, in this essence, as far as today is concerned, it's more revealed than back then. It's obvious. Amen. Satan is the enemy, and he uses people. And so these people were hostile, amen, and they were literally going in and attacking the Danite tribe. And so Samson now is brought forth, amen, and the history of Samson started with his father Manoah, who was from Zoar, who was from the family of the Danites, who came from the tribe of Dan, Jacob's fifth son. He was the firstborn Bill had, amen, and the maid of Rachel. He was the firstborn of Bill had and the maid of Rachel. Genesis 31 through 6. Rachel, on the other hand, was barren and made the statement saying, God judged me and had given me a son, and she called his name Dan. And in Genesis 49:16, it speaks about how Jacob had blessed all of his sons before dying. Amen, praise God. But Rachel Amen. Praise God. Even though it wasn't her biological son, she had preeminence over Bilhah because, amen, that was her handmaiden, but it was also her stepsister. Amen. Praise God. And we can read more into it, and I can tell you more about it, but Leah had her handmaiden, and Rachel had her handmaiden, and that was their stepsister. Laban's concubines or wives, whatever you want to call them, that was Laban's children. And so Rachel and Leah had a different mother, amen, as far as Bilhah and Leah's handmaiden. And so because of this, amen, Rachel, on the other hand, was barren and made the statement saying, God judged me and had given me a son, so she called his name Dan. Rachel got Dan's name from as far back as Abraham was concerned, because during that time, it was a little city, if you want to call it, called Dan. And what had happened was when Abraham and Lot left for the promised land, well, they had made a decision to separate because the Lot's herdsmen were fighting against Abraham's herdsmen. And so the land was too small for them, so Abraham made the decision, I'll let you choose first. So Lot chose the direction that he would go in, not knowing that he was going to end up in trouble. So Lot and his family got captured, and it was taken back, amen, praise God, into an area by Dan, amen. And so Rachel could have gotten that name, per se, by them, because they were related. They were Syrians, amen, praise God. And so what happened was, amen, Abraham had to go back around through by the area of Jerusalem, then come up into Syrian country and Damascus, and right around in there in Dan was where he, in that area, it's where he got Lot and brought him back around. Now, you know, it had to take many months, amen, praise God, for him to reach his destination to get to Lot. So Lot really became a problem to him, whereas he could have lived a comfortable life. Sometimes you can't take your kin folks and your friends and all that with you because they become an entrapment. I've been there. I've been there. I've made some mistakes, and I said, why did I deal with this person? Now, it's going to take God to straighten it out, so I had to end up letting God straighten it out because it shouldn't have never been. So in Genesis 49:16, it speaks about how Jacob had blessed all of his sons before dying. He spoke these words to Dan, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a great serpent by the way and an adder in the path that biteth the horse heel so that he rides, praise God, shall fall backwards. I have waited for the salvation of the Lord. And Jacob spoke these words concerning the Danite tribe. Somehow he knew that they would suffer. Dan will provide justice for his people. Amen. So he spoke that over Dan, and the deliverer would be Samson, amen, from the Danite tribe. Everybody got somebody in their family that's going to lead you to Christ or lead you out of trouble or help you. So Samson was a judge, amen, for each tribe had their own purpose to fulfill, amen, praise God for God. Amen. In the book of Deuteronomy 33:22, along with his other brothers and Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. Bashan is a region south of the Jordan River and north of Ammon River. Did Balak fail to conquer the portion of land that was given to them for them to inherit? Amen. Praise God. They were given the land. Amen. And the enemies in those times used iron weapons to fight and fortify that land. So Dan remained in ships most of the time and at ship ports. Amen. Praise God. They were sea people. Amen. The Mediterranean coast near the city of Lachish. That's where Dan remained, Judges 8. Then we hear about the works that was involved concerning Dan in Ezekiel 27:19. Dan also and Javan joined 2 and 4 occupied in their affairs, brought iron. They were sea men. They were merchant people. They were, amen, dealing with import and export. Amen. Kassa, Calumet, were their mart. Here we read Judges 5 and 17, Joshua 19:47, and 1 Kings 12:29, and Amos, it will tell us, amen, of the blessings and the fate of Dan and his descendants. Their enemies were the Moabites, the Canaanites, amen, the Amorites, amen, praise God, the Ammonites, amen, praise God, and the Philistines, amen, along with others not mentioned. That was their biggest enemies. The Philistines were a tribe or Pakistanians, however you call it, I can never remember to pronounce it right, who made allegiance with the Phoenicians, and the Phoenicians come out of Lebanon. They were a branch of a primitive race of people over the whole district of Lebanon and in the Valley of Jordan and Crete and other Mediterranean Sea areas. The powerful people were frequently raiding and killing out the Danites, amen, praise God, or the Hebrews as it was called back then, amen, praise God. The war between them seemed to last forever. It was always a problem with the Hebrews, amen, not only just the Danite tribe, but the Danite tribe was frequently attacked because they were merchant people and they had goods. And so the people would come in and raid them, amen, and oppress them, amen, disgrace them and suffer them to the point of humiliation. Judges 15:1-14 and 1 Samuel 13:1-23. At other times they were defeated with great slaughter. 1 Samuel 14:1-47 and 17, because of their power and weapons, amen, the intense aggression did not cease till the time of the kings. And so we're not in the times of the kings yet, but Hezekiah, amen, when he reigned, amen, he overthrew the enemy, amen, 2 Kings 18:9. They still occupied their territory, amen, and continued to show their hatred for Israel. I'm talking about the Philistines or the Pakistanians, or however you call their names. They were finally conquered by the Romans, amen, praise God. Romans, amen, praise God. Praise God. The Danites, amen, were forced to live in Lachish near the Mediterranean Sea coast. In the book of Judges, the Danites were originally part of the sea people. Most of them lived adjacent to Lebanon and Syria. Okay, we see then as well as the Danite tribe, amen, praise God, close to Lebanon and Syria, amen, praise God. Damascus is in Syria, and around in those areas is where the Danites live. Amen, praise God. And continued their livelihood. And so it was said, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. So Rachel's statement was right when she said, God had judged me. He was the full brother of Naphtali. In Jacob's blessing, he said, Dan shall judge his people on the patriarch. Dan almost is nothing. Amen. Praise God. As far as information to record about him, it was so much. Amen. Praise God. Violence with the Danite tribes. Eventually, if you read First Chronicles 27:22 and Revelation 7 and 5 through 7, and you can see where the Danite tribe it almost became extinct, or they wasn't mentioned anymore. They was not mentioned, amen, or recorded any information about them anymore. They had begun to mix and mingle with the other nations, that it wasn't really a pure race of them anymore. So they intermingled into, amen, praise God, the races. But we're looking at now the coming of the Antichrist, of which some call terrorists, amen, that are coming on the scene, and that one is already on the scene, and it's al-Baghdadi, amen, and I've mentioned him so many times. Our God has showed me him trying to reign. I've seen a golden devil's head. Amen. Praise God. It was pure gold, and showing that he was trying to gonna try to reign over the world itself. Now, there is two issues that has been discussed. Amen. And people don't know the entirety of it, the magnitude of it. But Satan wants a one-world government. And when Barack Obama came into office, well, George Bush the first, and George that was in office a few years back, amen, they were trying to establish a new world order. That's two different sayings. So a lot of people were teaching that Barack Obama was the Antichrist, and because he come from an African descent, he was the Antichrist. But all Barack Obama was doing was following what the Bushes did. And the Bushes were following way back, oh, so many, many, many years ago, where the Rockefellers and all of these various people were trying to make it good for the rich man, and what would happen in the world and how it would outcome, because they knew that war was inevitable, and they would end up going in and destroying part of the world. So they wanted a place to live. They did all kind of and began to increase in living on the moon and various other things. Then here recently, just a few years back, they had given Boeing a contract. He had signed, they said Boeing had signed a contract to build shuttles that would go up to the moon or wherever they was trying to find a place feasible to live when this earth began to tear up and begin to be destroyed by war. Well, Barack Obama didn't start it, but he was trying to bring in a completion for all races of people. The blacks, the Hispanics, the white, and all to have a right to be able to survive in the earth realm. So he was just following suit behind those people. And I want to go into great detail about it, but saints, this stuff is real, and the enemy fights so hard. He has fought me so hard for many years. And I'm still holding on. I'm going to hold on. But there's so much that need to be exposed. I need finances. I need a better way of a complete lifestyle as far as living. I need to be sanctified to the point that I'm in a place of quietness at all times, and so it takes a toll. So with the patriarch Dan, almost nothing is recorded, amen, of his sons at the settlement in Egypt during the famine. Only one, Husham, is mentioned in Genesis 46:23 and Numbers 26:42-43. The name is Shuham. Amen. The tribe upon leaving Egypt, Numbers stood second with 62,700 men of war, Numbers 1:39, and at the second census they were 64,400 strong, Numbers 26:34. Dan, Asher, and Naphtali was placed on the northern side of the tabernacle as they marched through the desert, Numbers 2:25, 10, and 25. During the division of the land, the prince of Dan was named Bukkai, the son of Joglah, Numbers 32:22. When Dan was given his portion, it would join those, amen, praise God, of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Judah, and would lay on the western slope of the mountain. Lebanon was part of that division. You see, Lebanon, Syria, they migrated all back up in there. During those times, they could have intermingled with some of the Phoenician people, amen, and other nations. It speaks about Dan, praise God, and a lot of information was given in my book, The Golden Era, amen, praise God. It's so important for us to know the history, because it's going to tell a complete story. God never starts anything that he's not capable of finishing. Even though the battle is rough, don't give up. And don't turn around to the point that the enemy is going to try to destroy you. All the information that you can get from the Bible, the revelation of it, and the truth of it, and it's not just by happen. God is downloading or uploading, amen, some information. So we need about, not about all our lifetime. I should, wished I would have started serving God when I was in my early 20s, but I was in my early 30s, and I shouldn't have known. I should have known much more about him at a young age. But when God called me, I answered. And so, pick up, amen, tomorrow, because it's just so much that we have overlooked, and so many writers, amen, praise God, that have written information, but it's not as detailed as what I have given you, and I will continue this. It's important. God bless.